But I traded it with my cousin for a Molly Hatchet album.
Yeah!
You can buy or sell vinyl in downtown Richland Center at Mastodon Records. Load up the family, load up the kids, load up grandma and grandpa, and head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a sweet treat, delicious meal, and all kinds of fun. Tell them those were the days sent you.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Overnight lows of 62, 85 for Sunday, and Monday 83 degrees, Tuesday 84 with isolated showers. In Richland Center, after the high today of 85, it is 69 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and I am still reminiscing.
I've been working hard all summer long, unloading hay. Dad gives me a quarter a load. I've been investing in dog and suds. We have six loads of hay to unload today. That'll give me $1.50 and will buy me two Coney dogs. I'm set for life.
Oh, well. Welcome back to music. Bachman Turner Overdrive off the Salad Gold Line. For Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, that's Fog Hat and Slow Ride here on Those Were the Days. More trivia coming up. We'll have more of our tribute to 1965 as well. What a tremendous year for music it was.
Stand next to your fire.
Jimi Hendrix Experience and Fire on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Back in 65, a song that was climbing the charts and I wanted it to be an iconic classic for Billy Joe Royal, the late Billy Joe Royal. He was on our program some years ago and he talked about the motivation for the sound on that record.
We thought it'd be a great song for Gene Pitney. I was a big Gene Pitney fan. And the plan was, we were just kids who knew nothing. Our plan was to try to sound like Gene Pitney, and then people would think it was Gene Pitney, and by the time they find out it's really me, it would be too late, it would be a hit. So that was our thinking. I was trying to sound like Gene Pitney.
Your evil plan worked, though, didn't it?
It sure did.
And then you were on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars. How was that?
Oh, that was great. I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio when the record came out. I'm from Georgia, but for some reason I wound up there. And I kept getting these calls. I did a lot of hops and stuff back then around town. So, you know, the record was an instant hit there in Cincinnati because, you know, I lived there and did a bunch of stuff. And then I kept getting these calls that the record was looking good. And finally one day, Bill Lowry, who was our mentor back then, called and said that Dick Clark's office had called and wanted me for the tour. And on that, in those days, that was a big deal. And on the tour was Tom Jones and Peter and Gordon and Shrill, just about anybody had a hit record was on the tour, you know. So anyway, I felt like a fan that got to ride the bus. It was just one of those great, great times of my life.
But I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on me. there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, 'cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she knows me, but I don't fit in her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.
Sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due.
The Animals with the U.S. single version of We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which became an anthem for our men and women in Vietnam back in the day. That was a popular one this week in 1965. And another one, very popular make-out song, dance song. It came out that year, was in the top 20, and in March of 2012, I had a chance to talk to Mel Carter about the song Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me.
You know, I get a lot of people who are saying that I have a lot of nephews and nieces out there, meaning that they made love and and things happened. Yes, it did. I'm happy to have a signature song like that, and it's one of the songs that the opening string sweep to that record is one of the most recognizable string sweeps there is.
It just builds right up to the beginning, isn't it?
Right, right.
Yeah, awesome. Did you have a feeling about that one?
Hated it. Hated it.
Really?
I fancied myself as being a jazz singer prior to having all of the commercial hits where you laid back and sang behind the beat. And in this particular instance, when I went in, I had to be directed to sing on the beat. You know, and in the bridge, they let me have a little leeway, but for the most part, every word was directed. I had to sing right on the beat, and I hated it until it became a hit, and then I loved it.
With your new love, don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find, but they never stood in the dark with you. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me,
kiss me,
kiss me,
kiss me,
and when you do, I know
say I do, so kiss me,
kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. So kiss me, kiss me.
What a song. Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Make Me Write Bad Checks. Yes, we'll be right back with more Those Were the Days stuff right here.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Here is Tony Johnson with what's showing at the Indoor Theater, the Center Cinema in Richland Center.
The newest Downton Abbey, so it's like the final chapter Really great reviews on it, so we're excited to have that. And then we have Light of the World, which is an animated Christian movie, and we've heard a lot of great things about it. And then at the outdoor, the new Conjuring, which has done great at the box office, super scary, and Weapons, and we had such a great showing last Saturday. We're going to show it again, and so we're looking forward to that.
To find out what's showing in Richland Center, go to richlandmovies.com. At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
The Solid Gold Dancers are
pickled
here.
Pig's feet, pork rinds here, pork pickled eggs, yep, head cheese, cow tongue, smoked carp, pumpkin spice spam.
Well, Henry Bray is selling stuff here in the, and he's done.
Pork rinds here, yep.
Henry Bray is trying to sell stuff to the Solid
head
Gold Dancers.
Head cheese here, yep.
Yeah. come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam. R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, yeah. Rockin' in the USA. Dreams in their heads and very little money in their hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight.
Blind faith in Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA.
John Mellencamp on Those Were the Days off the Solid Gold Line, giving you a little R-O-C-K in the USA. That's what we're doing right now, W-R-C-O Radio. Here's a song for Chuck. The Doors on Those Were the Days.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road,
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
From the 1971 album L.A. Woman, single version of Riders on the Storm from The Doors. On WRCO, Saturday night, number one music from 1974, Terry Jacks.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had fun, we had...
We have the light on for you tonight with WRCO Radio on a Saturday night, and we will be back with the next trivia question coming up.
Heads up, Wautoma. The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Wautoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Wautoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. Thanks for moving your feet with those for the days. The next time you need a treat, we hope you'll stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel at 1100 Elm Street. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone. Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for Vinyl Record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Mantovani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give me that.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Okay, kids. What do these have in common? Ed, Alistair, Headley, the Great Gazoo. What do those have in common? Ed, Alistair, Headley, and the Great Gazoo. 608-647-4155. Molly Hatchet by request Saturday night. Great tune from Molly Hatchett on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Thanks for requesting that. A couple of requests for that one. And a lot of folks like their tracks. We mentioned Molly Hatchett in one of our commercials, too, that it was kind of cool to have a Molly Hatchett album back in the day, especially the cover. The covers were pretty special. All right. Well, let's see. What do we got for trivia this time around? What do these have in common? Ed, Alistair, Headley, and the Great Gazoo. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
WRCO trivia.
Is it Ralph from Green Acres?
There you go, Ralph from Green Acres.
Well, that was last time, wasn't it? All right. Well, the correct answer this time, Harvey Korman. That's what they all had in common. It was Ed, Ed Higgins from The Family, of course, Mama's Family on The Carol Burnett Show. Alistair Quince from The Carol Burnett Show, a character that he played, imitating someone from PBS, I believe. Hedley Lamarr from Blazing Saddles, a classic movie there. He played Hedley in that particular show. And The Great Gazoo. Harvey Korman was the voice of The Great Gazoo. And there you have it. That's trivia this time around. Enjoyed that one. Had a lot of guesses, and it's a lot of fun when a lot of people get involved with that as well. The great Harvey Korman, what a funny guy. And not afraid to break character. I mean, who wouldn't when Tim Conway is on stage with you? And I had the extreme pleasure to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. They were at the Overture Center in Madison. Oh, my goodness. Nearly probably 20 years ago, maybe more than that. But they were doing a traveling thing, and they were recreating some of their classic skits from The Carol Burnett Show, and just happened to get tickets and see it. And it was great in person. And Harvey did some stand-up stuff, and of course, Tim is Tim. But good stuff. We remember Harvey very fondly tonight. Thanks for listening. Those were the days. Saturday night by request. David Bowie.
Congratulations to our latest trivia winner, Corey, who was the one that got the Harvey Korman question right. We'll have one more question before we call it a night here and put our little records away on Those Were the Days. That's about an hour away or so. Off the request and text line, Bruce Springsteen on Those Were the Days. Full hour of Those for the Days coming up. How about those Brewers? Somebody called earlier and they go, "Oh, they stink. They're losing. They're going to lose tonight." And you know, and they, you know, Cubs lost. They missed an opportunity. And well, okay. And I didn't look. All of a sudden, Mr. Fabulous came in charge of it and said, "The Brewers won. The Brewers won." Yeah, they won 9-8 over St. Louis. So how about that? The Cubs lost to Tampa Bay 5-4. So Milwaukee gets another win. Earlier tonight was announced they had officially clinched a playoff spot. We'll be back with another Solid Gold Stack and more stories from our featured year of 1965.
At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94, 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come